It's Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Good frigid morning, Todd.
I guess it's frigid. What a change a few days can make. It's very cold. However, not much has changed in the marketplace. Last week, not a bad week in particular for beans. However, it's all probably about tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time when USDA releases the reports at this time.
Market's gone cold ahead of the report, but we could warm up once we see what the numbers are. No real feature stands out when you look at the trade estimates. There's some extreme estimates in some categories. For the most part, trade's hovering around some unchanged numbers. You know, they're going to tinker yield a little bit. The thing we kind of watch in the harvested acres, that's expected to be down just a tad bit. But there'll be more revisions to these numbers as we move, you know, past the so-called final January crop report. What the thing is probably going to stick out tomorrow once these numbers come out is we'll have an ample supplies of grain here domestically and worldwide. So it's not like we're going to be caught in a tight situation. And judging by the phone calls we've been receiving, there's still plenty of cash grain to be sold here as we go through 2016, Todd.
However, they're still wanting, I think, to hold on to that for higher prices. Prospects will be better reviewed tomorrow after 11 o'clock. Do you think they'll get an opportunity for $4 and $9 on their cash corn and soybeans?
Well, there's always that opportunity, or I should say hope. It's going to have to be driven by some type of weather event in the southern hemisphere as far as, you know, production, harvest delays, export delays. Then we go into our spring weather pattern here, and that's going to involve, you know, how many acres in the mix there in our pattern. There could be, something between now and July to give markets reason to move higher. The most probably bullish hope out there is we'll have some crop disaster somewhere else other than here due to El Nino going into La Nina. So, you know, there's that hope out there. Our best advice is kind of have some type of game plan in through here. We feel there's opportunity down the road, and there's reason to have some type of re-ownership. I'm not endorsing hanging on the cash grain and see what happened, but we're kind of favorable moving the cash grain, have some type of re-ownership, manageable re-ownership as we move in more into the growing season and see what happens there. But we got a lot of outside market activity here. It's probably going to keep a lid on things until we get that straightened out.
If you, and I know this depends on your particular situation, but if you've got corn and soybeans in the bin at the house on the farm, how much of it would you be willing to let go of this week or next week?
Well, that's a good question. And like you say, it varies from individual to individual. We're kind of in the opinion that we don't see a whole lot up and through here. We feel we could kind of drift lower here into mid-February. So I'd be looking at moving a good 50% of what you have left on some opportunities and sort of get caught up. Then, like I mentioned before, we'd like to, you know, replace a little bit with some type of covered position here to take advantage of up move on paper. Because if we see a big up, basis is going to widen out. The funds are heavily short the commodities, and they'd be buyers, so we feel there's more potential up in the board price versus the cash price.
What do you consider an opportunity? I think that was the key word in your sentence there. Make the sales on an opportunity. How much of an up would be an opportunity?
Well, like last Friday's rally.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wondered.
Step one, like we visited earlier here, is let's get through the report. But I would think March corn futures back to this 365 area would be obtainable here over the short term. March soybeans back to this 880 area, 885 short term would be an opportunity to look for. January report, though, you've got some analysts done some real good past studies on huge moves during the January report. So I wouldn't rule out, you know, even though the report might be bearish, we could have a good old-fashioned short covering bounce for 10, 15 minutes or something like that to get, some sales off. But I believe with these analog traders out there who had these computers going, they see the numbers come out before I see them, and you see that market jump, I think you need to have some orders above the market in case those analog traders bite on that piece of bullish news for just a few seconds.
All right. Turn your attention to the live cattle market, beef cattle in particular. Anything producers on the farm should be thinking about other than really cold temperatures at this point and taking good care of their animals that are affected by the weather?
Well, I'm surprised we've not seen a little bit more of a market reaction from the colder weather. That's a little bit of concern. It kind of feels like now, technically, after the run-up we saw here, going into year-end, first of the year, that those highs we made here 2 weeks ago are going to be a benchmark to try to get above. So any type of move to those levels, we'd be placing some hedging or even taking a speculative short position.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very good, Todd. Thanks. Bye.